Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
A very busy weekend with mixed martial arts coming up, not only this weekend, but next weekend as well. In this segment, we get to kind of blend the two together, both local and national, because coming up on July 26th, it is the return of Fierce Fighting Championship. Now, we've talked to COO and matchmaker Zach Partridge. Now, we're going to bring in another familiar voice. He's joined us frequently here as of late on Drive Time Sports. We have Blake O'Rullian. He is the play-by-play man for Fierce Fighting Championship. We're going to talk about next weekend. We're also going to talk about this weekend as we shift over to the national scene for UFC 318 and the main event, Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. Blake, always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time again.
I love the month of July for so many reasons, Jordan, primarily the weather, but two is that we get to make the trek out to Price, Utah. So much so looking forward to that, not to be outshined by 318 this weekend as well. Great to talk to you as well, my man.
Well, 318 is setting up to be quite the classic. And I know you and I were talking a moment ago off the cuff. You love the main event, this lightweight showdown between Holloway and Poirier. In fact, these are two of your favorites.
Jordan, I can't express to you enough how hard it is to watch this for not only myself, but the fan base at large. Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway, two guys who are absolute fan favorites in every right. Dustin Poirier, his final fight as a professional, it will be his 40th walk, and it'll be his final one. When we talk about Dustin Poirier, he has done so much in this sport. I talk about it with Zach Partridge. You mentioned him in your intro. We talk about how he is far and away, without a doubt, the greatest UFC fighter to never hold an undisputed belt. He did win an interim back in 2019 against Max Holloway. They actually have quite the storied rivalry. It's all good and respectful, but man, it's a special matchup between two fan favorites. Max Holloway is my number one of all time. Dustin Poirier is my number three of all time. It's going to be tough to watch, but at the same time, everybody can't wait to get to Saturday night.
I do want to dive into the career of Dustin Poirier a little bit, because as you talked about, it is his final walk, and we're talking about his 40th professional fight. The wear and tear on what this guy has had to go through, the wear and tear on his body over the course of not only his professional career, but his amateur career as well, where he had seven bouts. It's pretty remarkable to be still competing at this high of level, making the walk for the 40th time as a professional.
36 years old, 18 when he began fighting out in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's so many miles, and I've been saying it for years, Jordan. It's this guy, it's Max Holloway, and it's Justin Gaethje, where I just go, I don't know how their shelf life is still so fresh. Dustin Poirier has been facing the best of the best since I really got into this sport back in 2017, 2018, and even prior to that. I mean, when we think about Bobby Green, Michael Johnson back in 2016, then he upgrades into Jim Miller, Eddie Alvarez. You keep going down the line, and he has faced nothing but the best in the world, and he has beaten so many world champions along the way. Never been able to get it done in the big dance, but I would say something similar with the BMF title on the line is a similar shade coming into Saturday night. He is such a special name, and his longevity is something that I think is maybe one of the most underrated aspects of his game. I actually, Jordan, not to be too long-winded here, but I actually asked him about it last year when I was covering for his fight against Justin Gaethje a couple of years ago in Salt Lake City, and I said, how have you been able to do this for so long? And one of his main things was just saying, the love from the fans and the support that I get from both the UFC and just the community at large has been so special. Again, I sound like a broken record here, but he is the epitome of fan favorite when we talk about mixed martial arts.
Well, let's talk about the opponent here for a moment, because the swan song against Max Holloway is definitely a way to go. Right now, we're talking about, a former featherweight champion, current UFC BMF champion. Whatever weight that carries within the sport outside of the rabid fan base of the MMA, whatever, we could talk about that regardless. But the fact that that would be on the line coming up on Saturday night in a swan song talking about Holloway and Poirier just adds to the special moment.
Well, you know what's so special about it is that the BMF title at one point was kind of looked at as kind of a con, as kind of a WWE almost caricature of an actual title. But the way in which Max Holloway finished Justin Gaethje at UFC 300 in April of last year goes to put together that this is a legitimate title on the line. And the fact that the two dance partners are former undisputed and interim champions two fan favorites, two guys who've done so much in this sport. It does up the ante for this title. When we talk about Max Holloway, Jordan, on my book, he's number two, maybe number three. Ilia Topuria is really putting up a strong case to be one of the greatest featherweights of all time. But Alexander Volkanovski's number one. Right behind him is Max Holloway. Again, similar to Dustin Poirier, both these guys cut from the same cloth in terms of their longevity, the performances they've been able to put on, the character and just who they have been and what they have provided to this sport. It's a reason why they can headline such a massive card, and no undisputed title is on the line. All that to be said, the BMF title does hold a little bit of weight, and it's because of the two guys that are in there on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. That makes it worth the price of pay-per-view, right? But when you go beyond that and you look at the rest of this card, what stands out to you?
Man, there's so many good names when we talk about UFC 318. The return of Paulo Costa is a big one alongside Roman Kopylov. Kopylov is kind of this new name. Not a lot of people know a whole lot about him. Paulo Costa's been around for quite some time and just has not been able to seem to get over the hump when he is called upon against some of the bigger names in this sport. I mean, losing to Sean Strickland, losing to Robert Whittaker, a fight that has been canceled over and over again alongside Khamzat Chimaev as well. As Roman Kopylov, trying to look back, I think his last win was against Luke Rockhold in 2022, if I'm not mistaken. And I think, yeah, to confirm that right here live, Jordan, he has not won a fight since August of 2022. That was at UFC 278 in Salt Lake City. So Costa is certainly a fan favorite. I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing him in the co-main event slot alongside, again, an up-and-comer. My best pal, Kevin Holland, alongside Daniel Rodriguez is going to be a big one. And Ige, I actually spoke to him just a few weeks ago at a show in Vegas that I was calling for Baroka Promotions. And Dan Ige seemed to be in good spirits, excited to see him back in the cage alongside Patricio Pitbull, two veterans of this game who have really put their teeth into this MMA game. And Patricio Pitbull, kind of a flat tire in the UFC debut, but is such a legend in his own right and what he's been able to do in Bellator. We'll see if Dan Ige can match the output. Also, Michael Johnson back on the main card, another guy who has been around for so long. One that really shocked me, Jordan, Marvin Vettori on the prelims, a guy who has fought and competed for titles in recent years, hasn't been able to get the nod in the past couple of years, and because of that, he falls to Brendan Allen on the prelims, but kind of shocked on that card placement. All in all, though, UFC 318 looks to make for a very entertaining night of fights. Not a whole lot of title contention we're seeing on this card, but so many names who are going to get fans out of their seats.
Again, UFC 318 coming up this Saturday from the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. We'll talk more about UFC 318, the aftermath, next week. I also want to get into what we have coming to Carbon County. Again, we have talked about Fierce Fighting Championship. It's always big when this show returns to its roots. I love the month of July for this very reason. It's a very familiar venue. We know the lay of the land very, very well. The Carbon County Events Center, always a great crowd. They show out. I know it's a busy weekend here in Carbon County, but if you take a look at the table sells for this event already through the roof. Blake, it's shaping out to be a pretty spectacular weekend next Saturday.
You know, and I was just running through a little bit of prep yesterday, Jordan, for this card, and I go back and look at the past 2 years in which we've kind of made it a tradition that July we land in Price, Utah for a big-time show when we go back to our roots. And man, we have had some absolute Fierce Fighting Championship classics. When I think of 2023, I think of Chris Chu and Andrew Mickelson for the amateur middleweight title. That was an unbelievable fight, Jordan. Both guys went all the way into the fourth round. Andrew Mickelson, for the first time in his career outside of his fight versus Sebastian Mordecai, he really had his back against the wall. Chris Chu in a rematch was really bringing more new sharpened tools to one of the top amateurs in the state at the time. Andrew Mickelson able to figure things out on the fly and come away with that victory. Then we jump to 2024, and Jordan, what a card we had last year. The greatest fight I have ever called in my broadcasting career, Nasir Davis, Jackson DeGray. Nasir Davis was looking to become the first ever double champion of Fierce FC. Jackson DeGray was looking to defend his bantamweight throne. Nasir Davis ends up coming away with the victory in, legitimately, I still think of it, and I'm in awe of what was all put together between those two in that fight down in Price, Utah. I also think of Ben Robinson's knockout finish last year alongside Starling Simmons. Starling, was a huge favorite in that fight, an unbeaten prospect. Ben Robinson, a little bit longer in the tooth, threw that all to the wayside and was able to come away with an emphatic first-round finish. Price, Utah is home to some classics, and I think we got another one on hand here coming into next weekend.
Yeah, I think the card is loaded, and again, we talked with Zach Partridge about this, but to get the play-by-play and the analyst side of things, when you look at this card, and I believe, 13 fights? We still have 13 bouts on the card, correct?
Correct.
Okay, when you look at the 13 fights on this card, which are you personally excited for?
You know, something that's special about this card, Jordan, is the amount of rematches that we have. We've got three rematches, which is the most that we've ever had at Fierce Fighting Championship. We've got Chloe Becker alongside Hannah Silva. They fought back in 2022. We've got Dosam Leon and Lane Dalton contesting for the amateur welterweight strap. That one was back in February of 2024, their first matchup, in which Lane Dalton, who is the challenger in this one, got the win over the now incumbent Dosam Leon. And then the one that I'm really looking forward to is one that Fierce Fighting Championship actually housed way back in October of 2022. Brendan Myers, Dietrich Jessup at 125 pounds. Both of these guys now have gone on to fight for titles. They both have nearly double digits in terms of MMA walks. They fought way back in their debuts, and it seemed like a match made in heaven, and the fight was an absolute clash of two contrasting styles. Dietrich more so the striker, Brendan Myers more so the grappler, but when Myers posed his grappling, Dietrich flipped the script on him and came away with the guillotine finish. I am so excited for that rematch, one, because I'm good friends with both guys, but more so because of how competitive that flashy finish was. It was only 3 minutes in terms of time, but so many people remember it as a special matchup. We got the rematch as they're both much more experienced coming into Saturday night.
Blake O'Roulian again joining us right now as we talk about Fierce Fighting Championship making its return to Carbon County next weekend. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at fiercefightingchampionship.com. Pay-per-view will also be available for the event. Blake, we could sit here and break this down and go as in-depth as we would like, but I want to take it back for just a moment. We'll talk about it from a casual or a fringe fan standpoint. Someone that just wants to be entertained. They want to go out. They want to see a great show. One thing that Fierce is known for, a compact show, right? You're going to see a lot, and you're going to see a lot in a very short period of time. How do you sell Fierce Fighting Championship to someone who has never been to an event?
Jordan, I can't tell you how much Fierce Fighting Championship has grown over the past couple of years, and so much of that is thank you to my great boss, Zach Partridge, but also to Pat's Media and the guys over in Price, Utah, you and everyone at Castle Country Radio who do so much in order to expand, uplift, and emphasize this show. The fights speak for themselves, but the production and what we're able to do is the product itself. And so what we've been able to do and what we're going to begin testing out is going to be brand new coming into July 26th. A new Jumbotron, crowd reactions, so many things that we are implementing to create the best in-house experience possible for these fans. It's coming to Price, Utah before anyone else, similar shade to back in 2016. Absolutely can't wait for this Saturday. And when it comes to Fierce Fighting Championship, humbly, Jordan, we are the standard when it comes to Utah MMA, and we look to continue to try to widen that gap as we move forward into 2025.
I'm definitely looking forward to it as well. Blake O'Roulian joining us right now. Blake, there are plenty of ways to get connected with you. I know you're very active on social media, as is Fierce Fighting Championship. I know you handle a lot of what you'll see on social media ahead of the fights or the kind of filler time if we get 2, 3, 4 weeks in between events. Let's talk about where we can find more of you and, of course, more about Fierce.
Yeah, when it comes to Fierce Fighting Championship across all social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, as well as Instagram. For myself on Instagram, bho.pxp, you'll see a lot of my broadcasting preparations as well as my calls live in time as well. So, Jordan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you as well, and absolutely can't wait for this event coming up.
Blake, always look forward to getting you on. Next week, let's talk again. Let's recap 318, and let's preview Fierce one last time. What do you say?
Cannot wait for this one. It is two fan favorites, two veterans of this game contesting for the BMF title, which some may say doesn't hold a lot of weight. I think the real fans at large know how much this means to both of these guys. It's going to be a special one. Also, when you think about the fact that this is a trilogy matchup. Max Holloway has gotten the best of Dustin Poirier back-to-back times. We'll see if Dustin can pull it out in this final fight. When it comes to Saturday night, we've got 13 bouts, a lot of price locals, so many who you will want to see. It's an incredible product, and you won't want to miss it.
Blake O'Reilly, and again, taking out the time to join us. We've got to pause for just a moment. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. Last night, well, we had quite the epic showdown in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Also, the introduction of ABS, the Automatic Balls and Strike Systems. We're going to talk about that. We'll bring in former big league pitcher Bill Lasky, who now is the analyst for the San Francisco Giants. We'll get his perspective on that, talk about the All-Star Game and the second half of the season, which gets underway on Friday. More coming up. It's Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.